flow test time. That would be your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her work for KEZI Sports either on the Tube, Comcast Channel 709 in high def. Catch up online, KEZI.com. On Twitter, use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. We welcome in Kristen Rogers, a KR. A good Friday to you. How's it going?
Good Friday to you, good sir.
You out at Eugene CC?
Not anymore. I had to come back to produce the show. I am anchoring today. Oh. I did spend a good chunk of time out there and tried to get as much vitamin D as I could.
It's vitamin C, nice. So your Warriors won the title last year, and obviously at your tender age, you're not what would be referred to as a long sufferer, but the Giants have won three of the last five World Series, and on Wednesday, your NHL team, the Sharks, made the Cup Finals for the first time ever. So my question is, if the sports gods came to your door and said, Kristen, you get one, a fourth for the Giants, a second for the Warriors, or a first for the Sharks, what's your play?
I would have to say a first for the Sharks, and I realize this is going to make me sound very spoiled, but I like it's unreal to think that all of these teams in the past recent years could be the best of the best. And it's, I mean, got to even it out. And I mean, you know, I've been watching the Sharks since I was a little girl, and to think that they're at this point now is just unbelievable. I had to keep saying to myself, the Sharks are going to the Cup over and over again, because it just wasn't sinking in for a while.
Well, I saw you also posted that on Twitter. You were like the beginning of The Simpsons with Bart, you know, the I cannot, and just again and again and again. So that was brilliant. So last night, 9-point margin of victory, Golden State keeps the season alive, avoid having the value of their regular season record questioned. So you feeling like they got their groove back now and can win it, or heading back to OKC? What's the Warrior fan, your gut telling you right now about Golden State?
I feel like some other Golden State fans are going to get mad at me, but Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant are very good basketball players. Like, I don't know if there's another way to say that. And I think that they're better than how, and I think the entire OKC team is better than the Warriors at this point. I am glad for the Bay Area's sake and for the Warriors' sake that they were able to pull out that win last night. It was a lot closer than I think fans would have liked it to be, and the Warriors would have liked it to be. I don't see them getting out of this series. I'm not trying to say I'm giving up on, you know, my hometown team, but I just think OKC is playing too good of basketball right now to where you can beat them out.
Are you trying reverse psychology?
Okay, I'm not going to say that because it's like a no-hitter. If you talk about it, then it's not going to happen.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, who's she kidding? She thinks they got it in the bag. No, I'm only kidding. I want to move to Oregon sports. The Duck women made a nice run, the golf team, to the quarterfinals. So if you hit rewind and go back to Monday, they're done with their round. They're in ninth place, need to be top eight. They're in the clubhouse. What was the tension level like, of course, playing on their home course?
Yeah, it was so funny talking with Rhea Scott after their head coach, and she said that she felt like her and a few of the other girls were going to throw up at one point because the stress level was too high. But she made a great point. It's better to have your score posted and be in the clubhouse and kind of have that that terrifying, anxiety overcome you than being on the course and trying to post a lower score. And, I mean, it was, just from a golf standpoint, heartbreaking to see Oklahoma State's last girl triple bogey 18 and go from bunker to bunker. I mean, that is just so tough to watch. I don't care what team you're rooting for. And, obviously, you know, that kind of gave Oregon that 8th spot. But, It's a lot harder to try to post a lower score than sitting back and kind of waiting for someone else to let you in.
Yep, I remember that I blew the 78 Masters that way out on the course. could you also kind of sing the praises for folks who didn't catch the details? I think it was 15 and 16, big putts, big birdies by two of Oregon's freshmen.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the talent that Oregon is bringing back next year, it's phenomenal. And what's pretty awesome is Caroline Inglis, who has, you know, been the leader on this team all year. She's already talked about, you know, coming back and doing roasts for senior night. And she's just moving up to Portland right now to prep for Q school. So she's still going to be in the state of Oregon. And I think it's nice to know that she's, you know, kind of close by if need be, and that the Oregon family isn't spreading out too far. But, I mean, you know, you already see some phenomenal leaders out of girls like Kathleen. So I think that they're going to have a really good shot and a really good push next year, because their freshmen have already experienced what it's like to have match play at the NCAA championship.
Let's move to the guys as we continue with Kristen Rogers of KEZI. I saw your sit down literally on a bench at Eugene CC with Casey Martin. What did he say about hosting and maybe some of the pressures that come with that and, you know, just making the field for this event?
I love Casey, yeah. And so backstory, I wanted to get a golf cart, but we were not allowed to use golf carts because the women were still finishing up. But so bench on the driving range it was. No, but he's great. And yeah, he said that the entire season this Oregon team has felt the pressure to make it to this stage purely because they're the host team. And while one would think that they would be able to, you know, use that advantage of being the home team, now they weren't able to do so today, and I'll touch on that in a bit. But I think talking with Casey, he said that this team was ready to play their best golf yet because that weight was lifted off their shoulders, that, okay, we don't have to focus on the pressure of getting to Eugene Country Club. We are playing on our home course now, and, you know, they can just focus on the golf at hand.
So for those who couldn't catch up round one today, even though it looked like it was raining when you talk with Casey, the weather held up. And so to tell you the truth, I have not found out, so I'm legitimately asking for a lot of people, what happened with the Ducks today. And, of course, with Aaron, who came in as, I think, the sixth-ranked amateur in the golf rankings.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, but the team as a whole, rough. They are currently tied for 24th. Last time I checked, I think they've been bouncing back and forth between 20th, 22nd, and 24th. So really tough for them. Aaron shot even par. You know, he shot a 70 today. And for those golf fans at home, yes, Eugene Country Club is playing as a 70 is par for them, not 72.
Right.
Changed things around for them a little bit. But, you know, Aaron, you know, shot even par, and he said that he was so close to shooting a lower score. So talking with Casey, it seems kind of imperative that Aaron plays well this week and he plays well for these next few rounds, because some of the other guys are having those nerves kind of take them over and are letting, you know, other teams take some big leads off the bat. But as I sidestep real quick, Stanford, the number one team in the country, is like 5-6 over or something right now, if not more. At the beginning of the day, through like 5 holes, they were 2 under.
Wow.
They're quickly making some moves, and I think that just goes to show that even with 54 holes left to play, there is still a lot of golf left out there.
Right.
And the Ducks know that they can make a run and get back in there as the top 15 and then the top 8.
All right, final question. Word came down this week. No draft for Dylan Brooks, Ducks' top scorer. And, of course, their top freshman last year was Tyler Dorsey. They've also got a strong incoming recruiting class. KR, sometimes you want to take a breath, but any reason fans should not be counting the days because it looks like they're going to be loaded again?
Oh, Steve, this is huge. I mean, I think it's incredibly smart by both Dorsey and Brooks to come back to Oregon. I feel like having, you know, another year is definitely imperative for both those guys, but it's huge. To have 4 of your 5 starters returning for next year, I mean, some analysts are already projecting them as a Final Four lock. And now you don't want to start talking about that before the season even begins, because obviously we've seen what injuries can do to a team and to a team like Oregon. But I think they really have a lot going for them. And I think knowing that they have that leadership out of a Dylan Brooks, and they're really showing depth at point guard, I think that's going to be a great – or just guard in general, I think that's going to be a great position to look at next year. I think this is going to be a – fun team to watch.
All right. I know there's a lot happening. We had Mike White on yesterday. We had Tom Jordan talking pre. I would imagine you're going to have a pretty busy weekend. Where will your sports reporter's tracking device be found this 3-day holiday weekend?
Literally all throughout of Eugene. I was at golf today, and I'm going to hit a pre-classic golf and softball tomorrow. So definitely hitting everything right now. But I think it's just so great that you're seeing, you know, two NCAA, you know, championships or, you know, super regionals happening here in Eugene. And you have the pre-classic going on. I mean, it's almost like the perfect storm of sports here in Eugene.
All right. Well, enjoy it. We'll look forward to what you have to say and present on KEZI. Always fun, KR. Have a terrific weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye, Steve.
All right.